Mishnah Tes, last Mishnah of the Perek, and a continuation of the discussion of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Dos ben Arkinas Omer. Rabbi Dos ben Arkinas says, Ha'ivah lifnei ha'teva b'yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah. One who davens as the chazan in front of the Aron HaKodesh on the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. So he can't just mention that today is Rosh Hashanah, and he can't say in the davening on this day of Rosh Hashanah, etc., because it might not be Rosh Hashanah. It's a bit like lying in your tefillah. And so he should say, Hachalitzeinu Hashem Aleikeinu, give us strength, Hashem our God, save us, Es Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, on this day of Rosh Chodesh, because remember, Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh, Im Hayoim Im Lemachar, whether it is today or tomorrow. And then Olamachar Hu Omer, the next day he should also say Im Hayoim Im Emesh, whether it is today or yesterday, because if he doesn't add in that last bit, then again it seems a bit like a false tefillah, in case it is not considered Rosh Hashanah, so he needs to make that stipulation in his davening. And interestingly, we also see another law in Rabbi Dos ben Arkinas' words, and that is that even though Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov, and it has a much higher level of holiness than Rosh Chodesh, one still needs to mention Rosh Chodesh in the davening. It's not enough just to mention Rosh Hashanah. However, says the Mishnah of Lehod Lechachomim, the Chachom did not agree with Rabbi Dos ben Arkinas on both the points he made. With regards to saying whether it is today or tomorrow, the Chacham say that one should not say that, because when people hear that, they'll come to be less careful with keeping Yom Tov. They'll think, you know what, anyway, it might not even be Yom Tov today, and it could lead to people violating Yom Tov, or being more lenient. And with regards to the point that one should mention Rosh Chodesh in the davening, according to the Chachamim, it's enough just to say Yom HaZikaron, save us Hashem our God on Yom HaZikaron Hazeh, on this day of remembrance, the reason being that both Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh are considered days of remembrance. So even though when you say Yom HaZikaron, it's primarily referring to Rosh Hashanah, there is also a hint to Rosh Chodesh in there, and therefore you do not need to list Rosh Chodesh explicitly.